Now, Granny Zebra, I believe that's our ring.
I don't Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot him down, store. This is Love and Abner.
What in the world is Lum doing in at the county seat, Abner?
He's been gone all day. Went over to the library there. Wants to get some books on how to improve the store and one thing and another.
Oh, for the loamy sake. Last time he got an idea to improve business here, he'd like to drove everybody away from the place.
I know it, Grandpa. But you see, Lum's just about broke, and he figures he ought to do something about building up a big bank account again. You know, he ain't never satisfied unless he's working on some big idea.
Yeah. I noticed Moe's Moose has got his barber shop closed up, too. What's he doing, celebrating St. Patrick's Day? That was yesterday.
Oh, well, Moe's closed up yesterday at 10 o'clock in the morning, taking off for Little Rock.
Well, I do know. I'd have been in a fine fix if I'd have wanted to get a haircut.
Grandpap, your woman's been cutting your hair for 40 years.
Now, hold on, Abner. I've got my hair cut at Moe's place 10 times around here.
Ah.
There's $2.50 right there he's got out of me. If you don't quit sashaying all over the country, I'm just liable to take my business somewhere else.
Stop, fiddly-dee. You just go over and read the magazines, all you do. Besides, with that $500 Moe's just got, I reckon he don't care whether you come in there or not.
$500?
$500, that check of Mr. Thorndyke. Mom had to give it to Moe's to get that brooch back. I told you about that.
Oh, yeah, well, Moe sure never went over to Little Rock to spend it, I'll tell you that. Stingiest one pinky-toed human in town.
Oh, yeah. I recollect him owing poor Mr. Abernathy $200. Mr. Abernathy had to take it out and shave.
Yeah, poor feller died before he used it up, too, didn't he?
Yeah. About all he left his widder was them six young ones and $180 worth of shaves.
She'll never use it up.
No.
Reckon what Moe's went clean over to Little Rock for?
Well, that check was on the Little Rock bank. Going to get it cashed, I reckon. See, he don't want no money here where he can't get a hold of it by reaching for it or where he can't protect it with his razor.
Say, you know something, Abner? I bound you that ain't just a roll of fat around Moses' middle.
Huh?
It's more than likely one of them money belts, cram full of bills.
Could be.
Too bad old Lum can't hang on to his money like Moses does.
Well, Grandpap, Lum's got to have some way to express it, don't you know? Poor feller ain't got no woman to go home at night to and talk to or listen to. He's lonesome. Got to keep everything that's happened during the day to himself, you know.
Yeah, I know. Like if something makes me or you mad during the day, we can go home and take it out on the women folks.
Yeah. For instance, if I stub my toe during the day, all I got to do is just start limping a little when I get home at night.
Yeah, you don't have to say nothing. Just don't let on. Just limp.
That's all. Before I know it, Elizabeth's got me in the easy chair with my shoes and socks off and got my feet soaking in hot mustard water, rubbing my leg, fussing on me like my leg was busted clean up to my jawbone.
Yeah. Oh, charity's the same way.
Yeah.
Makes a feller feel awfully important.
Sure.
Yeah, sure. A woman will pester you a lot and make you tell all about who you seen uptown, what she's wearing, all that.
Sure.
They might not drive you out of your mind asking you questions, but at the same time, they'll be darning your socks or fixing your favorite vittles.
Yeah, and another thing that's wonderful about a woman, Grandpa, when you get into an argument with some feller during the day, you can't think of them real snappy comebacks till it's too late. You know?
I've done that 1,000 times. I've done it.
Well, by the time I get home overnight, I thought up all them things that I ought to say.
Yep.
And when I tell Elizabeth about the argument, I tell it just like I'd said all them smart things that I couldn't think of at the time.
I'll be dogged, I'd do the same thing.
Yeah, well, of course, it's just too bad Lum ain't married. Too bad he ain't got a woman he could hoodwink and pull the wool over her eyes. Give him a lot of comfort.
Yeah, well, maybe some of these days. Mind now, he's coming up out there now.
Okay.
Look at him, grinning like a chessy cat. Arms full of books. He must be going to rip this store up and build a whole new one.
Hey, look at him, smiling, talking to himself there.
Don't let him gone and bought another trunk full of junk, do you?
Well, he never had no money, Grandpa. He was broke, I don't
know. Yeah, howdy, Lum.
Yeah, come here, Lum, old buddy. What's all them books you got there?
Hey, fellas. Yeah, I'm sorry I've taken so long, Abner, but I got in that library over there and never realized how fast the time was going.
Oh, that's all right. Nothing's going on here, no way. What's all them books you got here for the land sale?
Oh, I've got some dandies here. Just look at them.
Well.
10,000 formulas, inventor's handbook, the patent attorney, and you.
Selling your patent and the life of Thomas Edison.
What in the world you bring all them books back here for, Mom?
Yeah, Abner said you was going to get some books on improving the store business here.
Didn't they have no books on the grocery business, Mom?
Yeah, I reckon so, but... Well, I just couldn't tell her I was a storekeeper. I don't know.
Huh?
I mean, coal oil and beans and horseradish just seemed to be beneath her.
What was she doing, standing on some horseradish?
Who in the world are you talking about, Mom?
Yeah, what do you mean, beneath her? Does she live over the wholesale house?
I'm talking about the librarian over there at the counter seat, Miss Triddle.
Miss Triddle? Huh? What's her last name, Paddle? Miss Triddle-Prattle?
Now, just be careful, Abner. You might be talking about the woman I love.
Oh, for the land's sake.
Yeah, she might be changing her name any day now.
With a name like Triddle, I don't blame her.
Hey, Chef Abner, let Lum tell us about what he's talking about.
Well, what in the world you do, Lum? Fall in love with a library woman over there?
Fellers, there's the prettiest, sweetest, kindest one little woman I ever met in my whole life.
Uh-oh.
This is it. This is the time. Yeah, blame it, I wish I wasn't so flat broke right now.
Well, you wouldn't be if you'd settle down to business and tend to the store here like you ought to, Lum.
Abner, make me a promise. Don't ever let on to her I ain't nothing but a big inventor.
Well, I don't even know her. How can I tell her anything?
Well, she might call me here.
Call you?
There's a book on inventing I want to get, but it was out.
Uh-huh.
And she's going to call me when it comes in. You see, I told her I was an inventor and had a big laboratory over
Mom,
here.
Mom, you ain't no inventor. You can't even invent a good tab.
Well, I'm going to be an inventor. That's the reason I got all these books.
Oh, Lomi.
There ain't no reason why I can't get to be an inventor. And I, Grannies, I'm going to be an inventor if it's the last thing I ever do.
Well, it'll be the last thing you ever do. I'll tell you that right now. You go to mixing up a lot of stuff here, and it'll explode and blow your brains out. That's what's going to happen.
No, I won't need it.
Wait and see. I'm going to get out of here. I'll tell you that.
I know I oughtn't have told her that, but I don't know. She was so pretty and so nice. I just had to make myself out to be important.
You did, huh?
My granny's with Miss Triddle by my side. I can start my life all over again and actually get to be a big, successful inventor. I know I can do it. I just feel it in my bones.
Well.
Wait a minute. I believe that was our ring. I'll get it. It might be her.
Oh.
Hello. The L. Edwards Laboratories. President Edwards doing the talking.
He's got it bad this time.
Who?
A bug has bit
him. Oh, yeah, Mose. How are you?
Stupid shot an R clean to him.
It never.
Bow, too, I believe.
Well, Mose, I ain't got another cent to my name right now. What do you mean getting in trouble over it? Well, I know I just endorsed the check over to you, though. I can, huh? Well, all right. Tomorrow morning, huh? Yeah, Mose, I'll be there. And if that ain't a fine how-to-do. All my dreams shot to little bitty pieces.
Ain't you inventor no more?
I am a apprentice barber and shoeshine boy.
Huh?
That $500 check I give Moe's bounced, and I start working it out at the barber shop tomorrow.